just on the border of your waking mind, there lies another time where darkness and light are one. And as you tread the halls of sanity, you feel so glad to be unable to go beyond. I have a message from another time.
Happy New Year's Eve, this is TubaCast episode 9, a special New Year's Eve episode. I'm here with Sarah.
Hello.
My dad.
Hello.
My mom.
Hello.
And Ariana, who is trying to get my mom.
Hello.
Eat reindeer poop.
Eat reindeer poop. So I thought we'd sit around and talk about our New Year's resolutions and 2009. In review, anything special or memorable that happened?
Oh, now?
So I guess I'll start. The big one for us is our son Rylan was born July 17th.
What? Not the
17th. 13th. I'm thinking 13th.
I know, you can't get the birthday wrong. July 13th.
13.
Bad daddy.
I was thinking 13 for some reason. I said 17. Mm-hmm. I can even picture the 3.
Mm-hmm. It's easy to remember. He was 7 pounds, 13 ounces. Mm-hmm. 7'13".
Whoa!
That's all I can remember.
Yeah. I always have to think on the year though, you know, because it's so new.
2009.
No, her. Oh.
2006. So new.
I gotta think 6, 7, 8, 9.
Oh,
that's right. 2006.
Bad daddy.
Okay, so what else happened in 2009?
We became
it's over with.
We became babysitters of 2 babies.
Yeah,
so that's great too. Yeah, what an experience.
Did Matthew get his motorcycle this year too? Or was that last year?
This is his first year?
Yeah, they all blend together. It's hard.
I know. I think he got his second one this year.
Something like that.
What else? Ariana took dance.
Yeah, dance. She had her first dance recital. She did very well. She's still performing her routine every day. And she says she's ready for the spring one.
Ariana, what was your favorite thing this year?
Eyeball.
Serious. You know, we had a whole year.
Baby Rylan was born. You had a brother.
You had a birthday.
You had
Christmas.
A birthday. What was your favorite thing this year? Was your favorite thing Rylan, your baby brother?
Was it your plastic house outside? Was it your Christmas present?
It was staying with grandmother, wasn't it? Tell him.
Staying with grandmother?
A pie.
What party?
A pie hat. A whipper.
That party. That was your favorite. Okay. Okay, well, we'll leave this open in case anybody thinks of anything. What about New Year's resolutions? I was curious. Has anybody ever made a New Year's resolution and kept it and then regretted it?
Regretted it?
Yeah, like, you know, I was just trying to, you know, like, I was thinking, you know, maybe this isn't a good example, but let's say I want to lose 50 pounds. And then you lose.
Why would you regret it?
Wait. And then you lose 50 pounds, but then you can't fit in any of your clothes.
You got to get skinny clothes. Why would you regret
it? Let me finish.
It's an example, Mama. But,
so you say, I'm going to lose 50 pounds. You lose 50 pounds, so then you got to buy all the clothes.
That's a good thing.
But then you either don't have money or you lost your job or something, so you can't.
You make money.
So you lost 50 pounds and you have to wear your best clothes.
No, nobody does that.
That's an example.
That's a bad example.
That's what I said at the beginning.
Well, then.
That's only
a good example.
That's only
not losing weight.
Well, okay, like you know, your New Year's resolution is I want to learn kayaking, and then you go learn kayaking.
If you drown, that would be bad.
Exactly.
There you go.
I wasn't going to go that far. But
you buy a boat and you wreck it.
Yes.
The answer would be no. I've not had any New Year's resolutions that I've regretted that I have actually accomplished.
And me, no, because I've never accomplished any New Year's resolution. I have no idea what it would be like to regret one.
Same here.
I have no idea what it would be like to achieve one. So I regret I've never made one.
Good on you.
So there's your answer.
There you go.
Okay.
There.
What would be your answer?
Yeah,
what have you regretted?
Nothing.
I'm going to draw more.
No. I was just, you know, I didn't know. At New Year's, we were so focused on making resolutions and trying to keep them. And I was just wondering if anybody's ever actually made one and then like, dang it, why, you know, I wish I had done that.
Like I'm going to be rich and successful?
Not. Yeah, I regret that. But. You know, like this year I'm changing jobs. I hate my job. And then you change your job and then everybody gets laid off and you're like, oh, I shouldn't have changed jobs. You know? So if anybody else out there is with me.
But seriously, people just make your generic resolutions. No one goes in.
And nobody sticks with them.
Yeah. It's just your basic.
By January 2nd, they're broken.
No, I do. I keep mine all year.
What are your New Year's resolutions?
From last
what were
year,
your
what
postures?
What was your
2009.
I mean,
you wrote it down?
Yeah.
Every year.
We write it down every year.
You did too?
Uh-huh.
What was yours?
I don't remember. I haven't pulled it out
be
yet.
Be sweeter.
No, I remember one was to have a baby, and he started laughing because I was already pregnant at that time.
Oh.
I said to have a healthy baby. I don't remember all the others.
I think I wrote the wrong date, though. I wrote.
I was always the same. Lose weight.
I give up on losing weight. I do. I think I would have made a resolution to gain weight.
That's your 2009 journal?
Well, I started it.
That's an old one.
I started it in 2005, but I haven't finished. See, like it started real good. Like this is 1 year, and then it gets smaller and smaller. That's the next year, and then 2009 is like 2 pages.
Well, you get busier and busier.
Because it's just, you know.
Do you keep one too?
Mm-hmm. I got a new one for this year. I just started because he gave me the Twilight journals for my birthday. It's like four little journals, but they're pretty small.
Well,
so I'm going to start those this year.
What's some good things that we've done this year? Anybody have any? Can you remember any good things? I've been out.
I took a trip to New Mexico.
New Mexico?
You did?
Y'all did.
Oh, we did.
We sure did.
We did. Y'all
did. You didn't tell me you went somewhere.
No, we didn't go anywhere this year. We were talking about that earlier. I said I was pregnant, and we had the baby. We didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, we took our road trip.
Yeah. That was great.
Christopher, Matthew, and I did. We did a road trip. A lot of fun.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. Brought back good chocolate.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good. It was really interesting.
Okay.
And then I didn't work half the year, so I read a lot
of
books.
That was bad, though.
That was bad, but I read a lot of books.
That's why it was a bad year.
I read quite a few books this year.
So, yeah, Dad got to stay home. That's good. You guys are watching the kids. That's good.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really great.
And I went to San Antonio for work for
a
week or whatever that was. One of my resolutions, I wanted to try to do more hiking and outdoor stuff. We didn't do anything this year.
Well, it was hard with the baby.
We were pregnant and had a baby.
Yeah, but still.
But now y'all
should
can.
Should hike with the baby.
Well, strap that sucker on. That 30-pound
maybe next
sack
year.
Of potatoes.
Put them on your back
this
now.
Coming year.
We want to travel more.
Yes.
Do more, like, weekend, like, go to festivals. We didn't do anything this year.
Well, now
you went to a kite festival.
That was this year?
In March.
That was a failure.
She didn't like it. She hated it.
Yeah, we drove all the way.
I thought that was last year y'all did that.
That was this year.
Was it this year?
Mm-hmm. When you was pregnant?
Because it was in March. Yeah, I was pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Toy Joy and everything.
To take her to the weenie dog races.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a good one, the weenie dog races.
Yeah, you need to do more because the kids are little and just do stuff with them.
She wants to go back to San Antonio.
Yeah, she keeps asking to go back to San Antonio, and I thought we were going to go before Christmas and get to make
it.
Yeah, we went to San Antonio this year. Did we go twice this year?
I think we went twice this year.
Do
y'all have any resolutions? Or I guess Dad said no.
Well, just...
Is this to gain weight?
Yeah, this is to gain weight. I just want to stay healthy. I mean, geez. It's hard in the old days. Stay healthy and do more. Yeah. Because we talked about... We hadn't taken trips since last year. We need to do more.
What is yours, Christopher?
No, I said I want to finish this journal.
It is 2 pages each year.
I thought I was going to finish it in 1 year, and it's been 5 years already.
Mine is to... what is yours?
Most of mine are like art stuff. So.
Well, you said you're going to be more directive this year.
More directive?
That's what you said.
What does that mean?
Instead of doing more art, you're going to be like more direct, like more specific.
On what?
On all his resolutions. You said I was going to do more art, but I can't really do more art.
You want specifics.
No, I remember.
Well, I didn't think you'd be, you know, art stuff. There's a comic.
Other resolutions.
There's a comic
like, be a better husband and a better father. That's what you put last year, but you said you need to be more directive, like more measurable.
I would put that, but I mean, can't get
anything. I'm the best.
No, it's on here.
You are the best.
Like art, oh, there's a comic contest I want to enter. I want to do a kid's book for myself and publish it. I want to have a sketchbook to sell. And I want to make another mini comic. But I mean, that's just art stuff that for me. You know, because usually that's I'm great. Like, I want to do more art, but that's something I do anyway.
Yeah.
So this time
my goal.
I picked stuff.
So what are your goals?
That's just funny.
What?
I just said. There's a comic contest I want to enter. I want to make.
What comic contest?
It's called Zuda.
Zula.
Zuda. But anyway, what was yours, Sarah?
What was yours?
Mine was to hopefully enter the 5K for the Goonies thing, if my knee cooperates. It's all up to my knee.
Let's scratch that one off.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Okay. I have to get an MRI. The shot didn't work, so there's something else wrong, and I can't do surgery, so.
So the 5K is out, then?
It might be okay if I just persevere through the pain.
Okay, do you have any more?
No. Yes.
You know what I want to do this year? I want to go to space and be an astronaut, but I might fail the test, so.
Wow, thanks. I'm going to run the 5K in Astoria.
I kind of want to be mayor, but you know.
I think I'm the mayor of Edna.
I don't know if the election
Who's is the mayor of Edna? Do you know? No.
Wait, mommy's not through. Well, that's mommy. Yes.
So, what if my New Year's resolution is
I kind of like to be a millionaire, but I don't know if I can get $1 million.
Hey, I'm here, Sarah. Finished.
Thanks. Ha.
Sarah.
One of my New Year's resolutions is to reconnect with family and friends. No.
What would that
I think
be?
We spend enough time with family and also with friends. We've kind of lost connection.
That's it?
No.
And we got an easy year ahead of you.
To lose my baby weight. I still blame it on the baby. So that's another one. And I've been working on that at the gym. So what's the other one? To write more. And we talked about that.
You write now?
I do write a little bit, but I want to write more. The goal is to eventually write a book, but
I don't hear being the perfect daughter-in-law anywhere in there. No, that wasn't on my list.
To be perfect daughter-in-law. Or perfect daughter. Or perfect wife. No?
Here's a new resolution. Not lie as much.
Lie about what? About what?
Being the perfect.
I said that wasn't one of my New Year's resolution. I couldn't do that. That's why I didn't lie. That doesn't even make sense.
I thought you said it's not on your list because you're already a perfect.
No, it's not on my list.
Well, it should be.
That's
probably.
Not possible.
To be better?
To be better, not the best.
I'm going to interrupt the New Year's. Okay, the last special podcast where we recorded our conversation in the garage.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned about the country folk who leave their house to go pee outside. Well, it's brought to my attention at work again.
Why are we bringing this up?
Because
on
I have two stories that go with this. Yeah. This guy was a lineman for electric provider.
Wire provider.
So back in the day, this was probably 20, 30 years ago. When the guys were out in the field, you got to go to the bathroom. There's nowhere to go because you're out in the middle of nowhere. So this guy and his partner, whenever they would go, if they had to go number two, they would kind of sit back on the back of the truck and kind of lean on the bumper and do their business. And
this is great. No. Are you going to delete all this?
So no. And so one of the guys, when he would do it, the other guy would then get in the truck and drive off and leave him. Then he would fall down and he would just drive off down the road and then turn around and get out of his truck and like throw stuff at him.
Oh, my.
While he's trying to, you know.
That's a great story.
Yeah. That's one of them. And then the other one, so then, you know, they kind of messed with each other. So then the roles were reversed, and they were out at some farmer's place, and they were looking at his meter on his barn. And the one guy was writing down some information by the truck, and the other guy was in the back leaning on the bumper going to the bathroom. And the guy that was doing the paperwork looked up, and he saw the owner coming up on a horse. And he looked at him, and he saw him coming up towards the guy that was going to the bathroom. He didn't say anything. He kept riding. And he said the farmer guy on the horse got as quiet as could be, walked all the way up to about 3 feet away from that guy that was going to the bathroom, because the guy that was going to the bathroom had turned around and was watching the other guy because he didn't want him to pull some kind of stunt on him. So the horse was actually behind him. And he said he got about 3 feet away from him, and the horse went, and the guy just went ape crazy and running, trying to pull his pants up.
Oh.
And he said the farmer was just laughing.
That's just so funny.
So anyway, that's the latest news on that story.
Well, I don't know if it really happened, but in church tonight there was a young couple and they had three children, and the little boy had to be 5-6 years old, and he hadn't moved bathroom. I think she took him outside because our bathroom is up at the front. We always could see people going up to the front.
Oh,
she took him to the back. I heard the back door close and her shoes in the foyer, and then I heard her come back in and the door opened and she brought the boy in. And I told Dan we got home. She took the little boy outside.
Peed out the bushes.
Instead of walking up to the front.
Instead of going to the front, she just took him outside and peed out the bush and came back in the church.
You peed on God's bush?
Yep.
At the church?
So, yeah, it's yep.
It happens.
Okay, we'll go on to something else. But, yeah, I was shocked. I thought, oh, I got to tell Christopher.
Back to New Year's. All right. 2010.
10?
Nine.
It will be in
two hours. 2 hours. 2 hours here. Did we take our, did we do our, didn't we do the Barton Springs hike this year?
Yeah, that was this year.
That was 7 mile hike.
Oh, yeah. We did 2 hikes this year.
Yeah.
Well, we did the 7 mile hike at Barton Creek, Lake Beltway, whatever. Man, we hiked a lot at New Mexico.
Yeah.
Didn't y'all go to Colorado Bend State Park, too, by Houston? Was that this year?
Well, we went there. Maybe last year. Yeah, I rode the bike and the bike broke?
Yeah, the
bike broke and y'all bought a new
That was early. Yeah, because it was probably early. January, because it was kind of wet weather.
And we went to NASA. We went to NASA, too.
We went to NASA. Yeah.
Y'all did.
Yeah, we did.
To NASA. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, you didn't go. You stayed on.
Yeah, I was pregnant.
Pregnant.
I was on bed rest at that time.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for Tupacast Episode 9. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, let's say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Tupacast Episode 9. I just wanted to personally wish all of you a Happy New Year's. I hope this coming year is wonderful for all of you. I also wanted to thank all of our listeners. This podcast so far has been very fun for us. Each week is a new experience because we never know what we're going to talk about or who's going to be on it with us. If anyone wants to be part of the show or has any topic suggestions, you can email me at christophertupa@hotmail.com. You can check out the website at ctupa.com. And in closing, I was trying to find the perfect song. And for Christmas, I got a record player that also burns MP3s. And my dad let me look through some of his old records, and I found the perfect song by a group called ELO, and the song is Hold On To Your Dreams. So I'm going to go ahead and just let the whole song play, because it's very fitting, I think, to start the new year. So, thank you once again, and Happy New Year. Yeah.